In this bulletin, New South Wales records more than 1,000 new coronavirus cases. Victoria records its highest daily number of cases since August 2020. And in sport, England withdraws their men's and women's cricket teams from next month's tour of Pakistan. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, Peggy Giacomelos with you. Starting in New South Wales, which has recorded 1,022 new coronavirus cases from 121,000 tests in the last 24 hours. The state's health department also recorded another 10 deaths linked to COVID-19. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard announced a seven-day lockdown for the local government areas of Tweed, Byron Bay and Kempsey after a COVID-19 case spent 2 days in several northern communities while infectious.
So there will be lockdown arrangements entered into from 5 p.m. this afternoon in each of those local government areas. I have actually spoken with the local members of parliament and other community leaders, and there's a general understanding of the need for those lockdowns, but it will be initially for 7 days and it'll be reviewed. And I certainly, as Health Minister, encourage everybody in those areas to take this very seriously.
The infectious person was an authorised worker who flew from Sydney to Ballina on Saturday morning and spent a number of days in the region. And children under 18 in New South Wales will be able to catch up with each other in groups of three in a concession to families during the school holidays. Everyone in the bubble must live in the same local government area, and any adults in the household must be fully vaccinated. Children don't have to be vaccinated, but they must stay in the same trio of friends. Victoria has recorded 603 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 from almost 49,000 tests. That is the highest daily number of cases since August 2020. The Victorian Health Department also recorded another death. The death brings a toll from the current outbreak to 13. A couple of hundred masked and unmasked protesters again gathered outside the Construction, Forestry, Maritime, Mining and Energy Union headquarters, construction sites across Melbourne, Ballarat, Geelong, Mitchellshire and the Surf Coast have been shut down for 2 weeks following violent protests after a vaccine mandate for the industry. Master Builders Victoria says it's disappointed with the shutdown rule. Moving on to other news, and the Prime Minister Scott Morrison has landed in the US for a series of meetings culminating in the first face-to-face Quad Leaders Summit. He provided an update to media before engaging in meetings with US President Joe Biden and other European leaders on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly. Mr. Morrison says he understands France's disappointment after feeling what a French official called humiliated by the AUKUS Defence Pact and submarine deal.
It would be naive to think that a decision of this nature was not going to cause disappointment, obviously, to the French. We understand that. We totally acknowledge that. And we knew that that would be the case. I had made it very clear that a conventional submarine would no longer be meeting our strategic interests and what we needed those boats to do. So to suggest that somehow this decision could have been taken without causing this disappointment, I think would be very naive.
The US, Australia and the UK insist that the diplomatic crisis wouldn't affect their long-term relations with France. France's top diplomat has declared that there's a crisis of trust with the US. France has cancelled its meetings with British and Australian officials in New York. The French foreign minister repeated complaints that his country was unfairly treated by the submarine deal, which led to France losing a contract to sell subs to Australia. The British PM, Boris Johnson, attempted to mend any scars in its relationship, hailing Britain's connection with France as indestructible.
The UK and France have, I believe, a very, very important and indestructible relationship. And of course, we'll be talking to all our friends about how to make the AUKUS pact work so that it's not exclusionary, it's not divisive, and it really doesn't have to be that way.
And French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Drian is meeting with European Union nations foreign ministers to discuss the consequences of the submarine deal. to sport, and England have withdrawn both their men's and women's cricket teams from next month's tour of Pakistan due to mental health and physical well-being concerns. The joint tour would have been the first ever by an England women's team and the first by their male counterparts since 2005. It was in doubt as soon as New Zealand pulled out of their series in Pakistan, citing a security threat. Let's see what the weather's doing around the country at the moment. It's sunny in Perth, where it's 27 degrees. Cloudy in Adelaide, it's 15 degrees. 13 in Melbourne, showers are easing there. In Hobart, a cloudy 14 degrees, much the same for Canberra. A shower or two in Wollongong, 18 degrees, much the same for Sydney, 17. Similar conditions for Newcastle. A windy and partly cloudy day in Brisbane, 25. Sunny in Cairns, 32. Sunny as well in Darwin, where it's 37 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.